Hey everyone, this is Achyut Dibhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at some of the stories that you guys have been sharing over the past, say, month or so, some of the transits that have come through. So as you guys know who watch my channel from time to time, I create a compilation of all the stories you guys have been sharing using the hashtag Grabbed. That hashtag comes from one of the names for the planets in Indian astrology, Grahas, which means to grab. And we talk a lot on this channel about learning to live more consciously with more conscious awareness of the planets, of the planetary archetypes, so that we can participate in their unfolding. The idea being that the less conscious we are of them and of ourselves, the more easily we are just grabbed by the forces of material nature. And we want to have a relationship with them. We don't want to be just, you know, pulled along like puppets on a string. But it's pretty fun to see how they show up and often grab us by surprise, or how they show up in our lives in very unexpected ways. So occasionally I'll tell people, you know, share a story, use the hashtag grabbed, and tell us which aspect you're talking about, and then give us a short story about how that planetary combination has showed up in your life recently. And then occasionally I collect those stories and share them. If you ever want to share a story of your own, use the hashtag grabbed, or email grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. We don't respond to the emails you send in because there's too many of them, but we read them and I put them together into these episodes. So today, a whole bunch from the past couple of weeks, some Sun, Jupiter, lots of Venus, Mars, and Pluto. One that's already come back from Venus's enclosure, which I think is interesting. Some Mercury Uranus from a ways back, and then some concluding thoughts as always. So these are, by the way, thank you guys. There's so many, I couldn't include all of them, but there's so many really wonderful stories that were shared. And there's nothing that I learned more from than reading stories and hearing stories from people, say in my client practice or my students, that correlate with the planetary aspects. There's just no better way to learn astrology. And if you're not listening to real stories about astrology and you're only living in a vacuum of your own story, it's really hard. You know, it helps tremendously to hear what other people are going through and the variegated nature of planetary expression. So let's get into it. We recently had a Sun-Jupiter conjunction. I'll go ahead and share a story there for starters. It landed in my 11th house, which is the house of friends, groups, colleagues. And I had mentioned on my channel that sometimes with Sun Jupiter, you see the, because of the synodic cycle between the Sun and Jupiter, sometimes the synodic cycle, when the Sun comes close to Jupiter, it'll represent the death of a Jupiterian figure. And Alan Oaken, who's a famous astrologer, I never met him, but knew of his work. And I might've corresponded with him online once or twice. He passed away. So a colleague in the 11th house and an old Jupiterian astrologer / sage. And I thought that was a beautiful fitting symbol in the sky to match with the passing of a beloved astrologer. So that's my own story there. Okay, so here's something that you guys shared. Sun Jupiter. Friday afternoon, out of the blue, my friend who works as a producer in a national TV station called me to invite me to be a panelist on an opinion show about feminism as a social issue. It really took me by surprise because I'm not an influencer or a political figure. I consider myself a feminist, but I'm not even really an activist. Sun Jupiter happened in my 10th house where I have Venus in Pisces. I don't understand why this happened, but I'm grateful I have the space to be surrounded by very influential women giving my political opinion. Cool. That's such a Sun Jupiter kind of a situation. Sun Jupiter, hashtag grabbed. I'm not really a big gambler, but every now and then I like to treat myself to a little bit of responsibly rationed fun. Sounds good. Carefully planned using astrology, of course. So looking ahead a couple of weeks, I picked a time to play my game of choice this morning when the Sun and Jupiter were exactly conjunct and the part of fortune was in the second house, conjunct my ascendant, and I won the biggest jackpot possible. nothing I need to tell my accountant about, but a sweet prize that I really wanted will bring me lots of joy. Thanks for the boon, Jupiter. You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that one. First of all, I think it's sweet that you, you know, bring your astrology to the bingo palace or whatever. I have no idea what game you play, but so one time I was visiting a friend of mine in Colorado, and I was not into astrology, maybe 4 or 5 years at that point. And he was like, you want to go to a casino? And his version of going to a casino is you walk in maybe with $50 or $100 in your pocket, and that's it. You know, you kind of just say, there's a limit that I'm spending today, and then I'm done. And then, you know, go to the buffet and eat some food, or, you know, they have a lot of food at casinos. So, and I was like, you know, I've been to a casino once in my life. So I was like, oh, that sounds reasonable. Like, I'll go. Plus, there's a Jupiter Sun conjunction in the sky. So it's funny. It was like the exact same situation. I was like, maybe I'll get lucky. And I played a bunch of nickel slots, and then I had $10 left, and it was like, we were about to go eat. So I put $10 into a slot machine and pulled it and got like a grand. And I was like, oh, there's a Sun Jupiter. So not to tell people to gamble. And now my vows as a monk prohibit me from gambling anyway. But so there you have it. It's funny how that works. Sun Jupiter. I learned that I am pregnant with a daughter. I am an Aries rising. I'm not sure what whole sign house that would have been for me during the previous Jupiter Sun conjunction, but I wonder if it was at all connected to children, family, home, physical health, or daily routine. Yeah, it'd be interesting to look back at your chart and see, but hey, Sun Jupiter in a water sign like Pisces, very fertile, and you find out you're pregnant. Congratulations. That's amazing. I hope you carry well, and it's a beautiful pregnancy, and that you're a very happy mother. Sun Jupiter, grabbed, hashtag grabbed. Sun Jupiter in my ninth house of education. I was given up to 2 year, looks like I'm trying to describe it because it's a little confusing, a 2 year scholarship for a program worth quite a bit of money. So there's 8 classes, and they're all about this person growing their business. And she says, I'm blown away. I feel like I'm back in college. How, holy cow. I feel joyful, excited, but a bit overwhelmed. How's that for the Sun Jupiter in the ninth house of education giving you like a scholarship? That's amazing. All right, let's get into the underworld. Nice Sun Jupiter stuff. Let's get to Venus Pluto, where it all becomes suffering. Venus Pluto, no, it's not all bad. Venus Pluto literally purging my closet, stuffed full of clothes and items that have gone unseen and unused. Yeah, it's funny. That's what I found my wife doing. She was in a small puddle of tears trying to deal with the girls while also trying to purge a closet filled with like holiday decor in the basement. First of all, that's brave to like try to organize a closet while also watching our girls. But but secondly, and maybe even more importantly, see, my camera does this thing where it gets all blurry. I don't know why it does it, but probably a setting I have to change. So secondly, you know, how fitting to be in the basement trying to purge a closet filled with decor when Venus is conjoined Pluto. It was a funny cry because the girls were just being completely overwhelming. And also the closet is overwhelming. Let's be real. Okay. So, someone, Venus Pluto coming to terms with my sugar addiction and my escapism, TVs, naps, social media, overindulging that have been my crutch. Yeah, that'll come up during Venus Pluto. Venus Pluto in the ninth house, my paper on phosphorus in Arctic wetlands was accepted for publication. I've been working on this paper for 5 years. So this was a more than welcome manifestation of actually all three, Mars, Venus, and Pluto, conjoining on the midheaven and also in the ninth house. Wow, that's a really nice one. Congratulations. It sounds like a really interesting paper too. I hope it goes well. Mars, Pluto, now we're getting into it. I live in England in a terraced house close to a university. It's a popular student rental area and students comprise the majority of the tenants, especially my neighboring houses. During the Pluto transit, I've had many incidents of loud music, partying, and disturbances of the peace, more than is usual. This triggers me not only to feel angry, but I have such internal conflict for allowing myself to be in this position. Isn't that always the greatest when you're mad at yourself for being mad? Sometimes I can't help but feel as if I'm in a battle, a solo warrior fighting the neighborhood. Yeah, I hope it's in your bathrobe. Really, it reminds me of that old Tom Hanks movie, The Burbs. Really, I don't want to be at war. I don't want to use my energy warring. This particular night, I was awoken by my neighbors having pre-drinks at 11 p.m. I knocked on the door and a young Irish lad answered. I politely asked him to turn the music down. Turn the music down? Me. Yes, please. And he agreed. However, the music remained the same. And within 10 minutes, I heard a chorus of voices begin chanting along. It reminded me of sea shanties or troops at war. I knocked again. This time, two young Irish lads entered. I asked them to turn the music down, explaining I was up early for work the following morning. They engaged me in a conversation about a disturbance the previous weekend at 4 a.m. I explained it wasn't me, and I had reported this to the local council. I hadn't met these neighbors before. They asked me some questions about myself, apologized, and explained they were soon leaving to go to a nightclub. They seemed like nice young men enjoying their uni experience. I assume that's university. Shortly after this, I heard them leaving the property and heading off down the road, continuing their enthusiastic singing. After a few more hours, I was finally able to fall asleep. This is Mars Pluto. I arrived home from work the next day to discover a note posted by my young neighbor friends. They apologized for the noise and welcomed me to visit for a beer anytime. How funny that through Mars and Pluto had brought to light these charming Irish neighbors who've been hiding behind the walls of my own home. Charming and disarming, they invited me to open my heart. A message from gods in a world of war. Love saves the day. Oh dear, but I had already reported them to the council. Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, that's so funny. I hope you go and have a beer with them. That sounds wonderful. Venus Pluto. Crazy day yesterday. I confronted a man I was dating. I really liked him, even went as far as introducing him to my adult children. Anyway, to make a sad and long story short, this man confirmed that which I felt was true. He is a pilot and has a woman at each port. As soon as he confirmed, I felt a strong urge to replace him, like immediately. I cried. I'm sorry, that was just, that part of it was funny to me. I cried about the loss for maybe an hour, then signed up for a dating site. I woke up this morning realizing this was crazy. I tried to cancel. It had only been 9 hours since I originally signed up. The company would not let me back out. So I ended up canceling my credit card. Yikes. Yeah, that sounds very Venus Pluto. I'm really sorry to hear that. That's that feeling of deception and betrayal. Yeah, that sucks. But the second part where you tried to rebound and then got entangled, that part's a little funny. But at least you know now and not later. You know, I always like to hear, at least you find out sort of early. Venus Pluto. After months of not wearing makeup, I put on makeup and got my hair cut for a virtual meeting today. I heard that there was a guy asking about me afterward. He was chatting up my roommate for information. Well, get out of bed and take a shower and see what happens. I'm just kidding. Venus Pluto at my boyfriend's apartment for the week. Oh, this one slays me. At my boyfriend's apartment for the week, met mother-in-law and shared deep conversations with her. She unveiled to us that her shed in the backyard is actually a sex dungeon. She has 5 planets in Scorpio, including Mars. My boyfriend lived there his whole teenage life and never saw it. Oh my God, Venus Pluto, and you find out. I mean, I think it got to be more shocking for your boyfriend to find out that his mom's got a sex dungeon shed in the backyard. But that is really funny. Oh my God. Mars Pluto, the place where I regularly practice yoga, was closed for the day, so I decided to take a class at a new studio that I'd never been to before. I signed up for a hot yoga class, something I've done many times before with no problem. As the class began, I could tell that it was much hotter than my usual studio. I began sweating profusely within a few minutes. It was so hot and humid that the mirrors became completely steamed over and condensation was dripping from the ceiling. Started to wonder if I should leave because at one point I could feel my heartbeat in my stomach, but I decided to stay and tough it out. I felt okay afterwards, but that night I woke up twice so overheated I thought maybe my internal organs were melting. I had to go and stand outside naked and barefoot on the porch in 15 degree weather for a bit each time before I cooled off enough to lay back down again. Didn't die, but it felt like a strong possibility. I decided I will not take that class again. Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah, you know, one time I was living in New York City and I was doing a lot of Bikram yoga, which was right on the way to my job in Manhattan. And I'd get up in the morning and I go to Bikram. And one time I had a friend visiting me and he came with, and this dude is like, he's like a world traveling. He's like a whitewater rafting guide, like ripped, really nice guy, game for any adventure. He goes into a Bikram class and we were doing, I don't remember which pose it was, like stand and extend your leg and grab your toe or something like that, you know? All of a sudden I hear this crash and I look over in the class and he had passed out literally. And they I don't remember what they did. They carried him out into the cool room or whatever. And afterward, he was like, "Whoa, man, that stuff is intense. Why do you do that?" And I was like, "I don't know. I've never passed out." Anyway, so I'm glad that you didn't die or melt. But that's very Mars Pluto. Venus enclosed. This is interesting because here's a story about Venus's enclosure, which just started. So this malefic enclosure is happening in my fifth house, this person says, place of pregnancy and childbirth. And my husband, during this time of the enclosure, will be receiving a vasectomy. Neither of us have or want children, and was decided that this is a good long-term solution. I can't help but thinking of the imagery of the cutting of Mars and sterility of Saturn closing in on Venus in the fifth house of pregnancy while this is happening. That is a really, first of all, good symbolic eye. Nice job. And that's a very good example of a Venus enclosure. It doesn't have to be super malefic. It's just adequately describes the situation. Really nice one. Okay, we'll end with a few Mercury Uranus going back, Mercury square to Uranus. This is going back a little ways, but as I was listening to your episode of Mercury Uranus, I was reflecting on the heated argument my five-year-old son and I just had. Suddenly he was screaming. He had leaned over a candle and caught his hair on fire. Home from the fire station with only mild burns, feeling so very thankful it wasn't worse than that. See, it's really interesting that you mentioned Mercury Uranus and a shocking burn that comes up, like a moment of shock and awe, because my daughter with Mercury square Uranus touched grandma's curling iron and burned her finger. So it's interesting, Mercury Uranus, sort of electrocution, sudden shocking. Ah, yeah, it's very, very Mercury Uranus. Mercury Uranus, yesterday I was out for a walk and saw that traffic was stopped. A truck drove up to me and told me there was a tree down ahead and it was entwined in electrical wires, an electrified tree. And he sternly told me, if you touch it, you will die. I heeded his advice and walked around it with much caution. It struck me as a very Uranus Mercury kind of situation. And yeah, that is. You're walking down the street and there's an electrified tree. That sounds like, yes, you know, and she mentioned Uranus and Taurus and Earth sign with Mercury, the wires in Aquarius and air sign. And then going way back to the Venus-Mars conjunction, the last two nights, my neighbors and I have bared witness to the sounds of a female cat in heat yowling into the void, demanding coitus. Oh, you guys, I love your writing so much. I have a friend staying with me who finds her infuriating, but I can't help but love her. I live for her. I'm rooting her on. This kindred cat spirit, an independent woman who knows what she wants, knows how to get it, and will settle for nothing less. Nice. That's a Venus-Mars conjunction for you. What are my takeaways for today? Well, life is a series of strange omens. We live our lives moving one strange omen to the next. How do we make our way through this life? What does it even mean? I don't know, but the signs will tell us. If we pay attention, there are signs everywhere. Some of them are very strange. Some of them try to cook us inside sex dungeons or magically appearing. Cats are, yelping out in cats are yelping out in heat. And there is a the daily feeling that we don't know exactly who we can trust. It's hard to know where we're going. But if we pay attention to these strange, loving, dangerous omens, they lead us one step at a time. And astrology is all about trusting life, trusting ourselves, trusting each other, and trusting the nature of experience itself, because every experience lived astrologically is a sign, is an omen, and the omens speak and they lead us one suggestion, one subtle sense at a time. Omen, the word omen means, is related to the idea of a portent. To portend means to something stretching toward us. Isn't that interesting? Either stretching forward or something stretching toward us, reaching from us somewhere ahead or possibly from behind. Life lived with the planets means hitting the existential jackpot, because everything we do and everything we see and experience with a little bit of humility, reflection, humor, becomes something reaching for us, to hold us, to remind us that everything is trustworthy, that we can take the next step. Even if we don't know exactly where it's going, you can't mistake these signs. Life lived with the planets means having a beer with Mars as he chants down the stairways of your life and takes you into the underworld of your own assumptions about other people. It means that there are crazy, colorful dungeons opening in people and places you don't suspect. It means strange trees, electrified, hairs caught on fire, telling us of new life and that reality is beautiful and dangerous. It means being burned up in a non-literal way and having to strip down, rush out into the night, naked, just to cool down from the planets burning within. Living life with the planets means that we live in an enchanted cosmos. The cosmos is always enchanted, but when we fall asleep, we don't see it. We miss its nature, and life is so boring without the magic. Being asleep, we miss the signs and omens, the things reaching out that act as lanterns to guide us through the night of this world. So I hope that this series helps you to hear the cosmic music, feel the enchantment that we live with every day, and sense those signs that are guiding us every step of the way home. I hope you guys have a great day today. Thank you all for sharing stories. If you ever have a short story to tell, use the hashtag grabbed or email us grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. All right, that's what I've got for everyone today. Take it easy. Bye.